operating in some other zone.
Anger consumes a fiery relationship.
Mr. McCracken, who has a very, very bad temper, took gasoline and poured it over your car. Didn't light it. You thought better of that. It's a bad temper.
But she didn't wait for the smoke to clear.
When the gasoline episode happened, I left him.
Absolutely right, because he's nutty.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ashley Clunch is suing her ex-boyfriend, Daniel McCracken, for pouring gasoline on her car and in her house.
Order. All rise. It's case number 202 on the calendar, the matter of Clunch versus McCracken. You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Clunch, Mr. McCracken used to be your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend anymore. I read your complaint, and it sounds as if you had one hell of a fight when you broke up. On what date was that?
September the 16th of 2013.
How long had you and Mr. McCracken lived together?
Approximately 6 months.
Now, during the time that you lived together, you needed a van, car, transportation.
I had a car.
What kind of car?
It was a 96 BMW.
And what happened to that car?
We sold it.
Not we sold it. It was your car.
Well, it was
not your
car,
husband, right?
Right.
So you sold that car.
Correct.
And what did you replace it with?
A 2004 Dodge Caravan.
And who paid for that?
I did.
How much?
$1,200.
Is that right, sir?
My recollection, it was $1,300, so I'm sure there's $100 pocketed somewhere.
Could you speak up? You know, I'm a little hard of hearing.
The number, Your Honor, was $1,300.
The question is, did she pay for it?
No, Your Honor.
Who did?
I did.
Do you have any proof that you paid for it?
Well, she hasn't had a job or paid taxes in 9 years, so I don't know how she would have paid for it.
Well, you had lived together for 6 months. In the 6 months that you lived together, were you working?
I own an air duct cleaning business. I was the only one
working. Were you working?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was she working?
No, Your Honor.
What did she do all day?
Slept half the day. She cleaned the house, washed clothes.
Okay.
Play with the dogs.
Do you have any proof that you worked outside of the home for the 6 months that you were living together?
No, ma'am.
So for the 6 months that you were living together, Mr. McCracken was supporting you?
Yes, ma'am.
Where'd you get the $1,200 from?
From the sale of my BMW. And I also had my mother give me money from...
So far now you're going into territory that I put over in this category. Not truthful. So the reason I ask all these questions, because the main part of your complaint is that when you had this kerfuffle on the 16th of September, Mr. McCracken, who has a very, very bad temper, took gasoline and poured it over your car, damaging the paint. Mr. McCracken acknowledges that he poured gasoline on the car, but said it was his car because he paid for it and you want it back.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the car in your name?
No, Your Honor, and I wasn't aware of that until later on.
Well, I don't care whether you were aware of it until later on. Was the car in your name?
No, Your Honor.
Then you can't have it back. And then if you poured gasoline on it and the car was in her name, you have to pay for the damaged paint. Now, how much damage was done to the paint on this $1,200 car?
I have an estimate for $800 approximately.
If you think that I'm going to give you $800 for a $1,200 car that is now a year older than when you bought it, you are operating in some other zone, because that's not going to happen. Do you want to show me a picture of the car?
Unfortunately, I didn't bring a picture. I do have a copy of the estimate.
I don't
and
need
I
a copy of the
And I also have the registration where it is in my name.
I don't doubt it's in your name. And he says he poured gasoline over it. Didn't light it. You thought better of that. But that's a bad temper. Do you have a picture of it?
Yes, Your Honor.
After the gasoline or before?
Well, this is before, but she sold this car to get this van, and they're both in the same picture. I don't understand.
So what?
But she said that she sold her car to get the van.
Just a minute. I don't care whether you gave her the money or not. If you gave her the money to buy the van and it's in her name, that's a gift.
The BMW was sold, and I put her in a 2004 Audi she forgot to mention. And the reason why this vehicle... I went off on this one because this one was in the driveway where I didn't touch that one.
What difference does it make, Mr. McCracken? It's her car. It's titled in her name. And you damaged it because of your temper.
I did not damage it. These are pictures here I have of the van when I purchased the van. And the damage on the van is the same damage
that I don't know that because I don't have an after picture. Right. But since you acknowledge that you poured gas on her car, I'm going to give her $100 for her trouble to say, no, no, Mr. McCracken, you shall not do that again.
No, I understand.
Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Not the $800 she wants to put on a whole new paint job on this car that's probably not worth $800. Now, let's get to the next thing in your lawsuit, Ms. Clunch. You say that he has a bedroom set that belongs to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about it. Where was the bedroom set?
The bedroom set.
No, don't look down there.
Look the bedroom over. Set I have, and it has been in my possession for many years, 14, 15 years. When I moved to be with him 4 hours away, I brought all of my furniture, and we set up the bed in the bedroom with the bedroom set. And when the gasoline episode happened, I sought refuge with my family and I left him. And then I went and filed for the order of protection
which
that I was
got.
Granted that is inactive.
Absolutely right, because he's nutty.
That's right. And I went back with the judge ordered that a sheriff's deputy was to escort me back to the property. Now, when I was up there getting personal property, a sheriff's deputy was with me, and I took pictures of the large items that I was leaving behind, including the bed set. When I returned 27 days later...
Why took you so long?
Because I was in Charleston trying to figure out, did I want to get the restraining order, and exactly how did I go about doing everything that I needed to do. And when I went back with the same sheriff's deputy that witnessed me take the pictures, and I have pictures and everything, the bed and the bench and everything was gone.
Your Honor, I put everything... She left my house in rumbles.
No, listen to me. Bedroom.
Bedroom set. I put it in the garage outside.
Oh, where the then rest you're of responsible for it.
Ma'am?
If you put it outside, you're responsible for it. You have an obligation to preserve it. She lived with you in your home. The reason she fled your home is because you acted like a nut. You not only poured gasoline on the car, but you poured gasoline in the house.
No, Your Honor, I didn't.
Where else did you pour gasoline, Mr. McCracken?
Around the vehicle. And in front of, like it was parked right here, like around the vehicle and right there. And you know, if this was an issue at the time, then she would have told the cops at the time that it was an issue. I mean, she's manipulated and calling the whole time. She
said, listen to me, I've had many fights, not many, but a few, with my husband. You've had fights with Felicia occasionally?
Occasionally.
Did you ever try to resolve any of those fights by pouring gasoline on her car, her clothes? And would it ever dawn on you to do that?
Yeah, that's a little much.
It wasn't in an effort. It wasn't in an effort out of fear. It wasn't in an effort for none of that. She wanted to destroy my business so much. I told her, I'll destroy it. I'll destroy it. It was my van. It was my business.
Was it your van?
Yes, it was my van.
No. Mr. McCracken, it wasn't your van. It wasn't your van because it wasn't in your name.
Right, I get it.
And you have no right to do that. And you had an obligation to preserve the property for at least a reasonable period of time, which I would say is probably about 30 days. And if you move the bedroom set out of the house and put it in a garage or a shed, that's not preserving the property. Now, unless you have proof that she actually came and took it, do you have proof that she came and took it?
Well, Your Honor, the judge told her at the hearing, told her to get what she was going to get that day and go. So everything...
Show me that in the order.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have the transcript.
Well, I'm sorry, too. You had an obligation because I think you actually got rid of the bed. Now, you had the bed for how many years?
At least 14. And it was... I inherited it through a very good friend of mine that passed away.
Stole it, yeah. I mean. Your Honor, I'm not the first person that she's done this to.
Did you go to court when she requested a restraining order, sir, or did you default?
No, I went to court.
Did you have a trial?
Yes.
Tell your side of the story?
My side of the story?
Did you tell your side of the story?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the judge give her a restraining order for a year against you?
He said he had to.
Did the judge give her a restraining order?
Yes.
Of course.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I gave her $1,300. She goes to the auction, pays them. I didn't know that they couldn't title it to me because I wasn't there. I wasn't present.
Are you a businessman?
And later today,
her
pit bull ran up to Boo Boo and attacked him from the neck, and it looked like something out of a Nature Channel where he was viciously trying to break his neck.
So your dog is actually in the jaws of her dog?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ashley Clunch says ex-boyfriend Daniel McCracken poured gas on her car and in her house. Daniel is countersuing for a loan, lost wages, and slander.
Now, I'm going to award you $1,500 for the bedroom set and $100 for the car. Now, money owed for a personal loan for a van. Tell me about that. That's your counterclaim.
Your Honor, I was working a job in Charlotte, and I couldn't make it to the auction, the Spartanburg auction. So she met me halfway. I gave her $1,300. She goes to the auction, pays them. I didn't know that they couldn't title it to me because I wasn't there. I wasn't present.
Are you a businessman? Is that what you said? You're a businessman? And you have another car? Do you have an Audi?
Yes, Your Honor.
The Audi is in your name?
Well, it was in ours because she didn't have income, so they made me co-sign for it.
Where's the Audi?
A month after she gave it back to me, it blew up on the interstate.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,600. Your counterclaim is dismissed. That's all. Thank you.
What is excused? You may step out.
She's come up with a whole bunch of things that just weren't true.
He showed that he had a violent side to him, so I had to leave.
I'm not going to let nobody destroy what I got going on, so here, I'll do it for you.
He had a 10-gallon bucket pouring gas all over the house.
I just want to be done with it.
If you have a criminal record, I just can't date you.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ahmadpour versus Carrick, step forward.
Yashar Ahmadpour is suing fellow dog owner, 24-year-old Josephine Carrick, for vet bills after her pit bull attacked his Bichon.
Mr. Ahmadpour, were you walking your dogs?
Yes.
Case is a simple one. You claim that the defendant's dog that was off leash attacked one of your dogs, seriously injuring that dog and also injuring you.
Yes.
When you tried to separate them. The defendant says that she did, in fact, let dog off the leash, but this is a dog park. Dogs are off the leash. It's what happens. And she says that you sort of overreacted. I would like to see pictures, Ms. Craig, of this as a dog park. Well, clearly part of it is in a dog leash area, and part is in an area where dogs must be on leash. Where were you?
We were on the outskirts of the non-leashed area.
What does that mean, sir?
What I mean by that, and I apologize for that, what I mean by the outskirts is we were not in the actual area where dogs are playing off leash. That means it's the area where people are walking towards a canyon, and that is exactly where my wife and I were at the time of the attack. You know, what's really bothersome to me is that one of the rules that says in the sign, if you're going to bring your dog to the area, you need to be able to control your dog. You also need to have them under leash if you cannot control them, especially if they show aggressive tendencies.
Okay.
Her dog had one of those choker collars. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So when you say you were on the outskirts, I must assume that technically you were in an area where the dog could be off leash.
Yes. We were not on the grass field. We were actually on the dirt road.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Technically, you were in an area where the dog could be off-leash. Now, were there any other dogs off-leash in that area where you were with your dogs when the defendant's dog came up to your dogs?
No, but there was a small dog that did come up towards us off-leash and started playing with our dog.
How far away from where this incident happened did that incident happen?
I would say exactly at the same spot.
Okay. So then you are aware that that area was an area where dogs were allowed off leash?
Yes.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said, I knew I bought an aggressive dog. I knew the dog has that reputation. And if the dog has that reputation, I wouldn't let the dog off leash in a doggy park. That's common sense.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Yashar Ahmadpour says fellow dog owner Josephine Carrick owes for vet bills after her pit bull viciously attacked his Bichon.
Now, the next thing we have to try to ascertain is whether or not, if the dog is off-leash, whether there was any precipitant for her dog to attack your dog. You want to tell me what happened?
Yes. So we were walking our dogs. And out of the blue, her pit bull ran up to Boo Boo and attacked him from the neck. And it looked like something out of a Nature Channel where he was viciously you know, trying to break his neck by, you know, swiveling him left and right.
So your dog is actually in the jaws of her dog?
Yes. And as you can see, he's a small dog, and you can imagine how big of a pit bull it is.
Your dog weighs about 50 pounds?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yeah, so while that was happening, you know, my wife tried to get the pit bull off of Boo Boo, and when she did that, her hand got cut in the choker collar. So to me, that indicates if you're going to have a dog and you have a choker collar, that means that your dog is aggressive. You know, the only way that we could actually save his life, and he was literally bleeding out of his eye socket. And, you know, as much as she says that I overplayed it, you know, I had to jump on
this
the pit bull.
This happened on what date?
This happened on, I believe it was May 29th.
Do you have the vet bills?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see them.
Sure. I also have some pictures of, you know, the rules that are entailed when you walk into the park. One of them saying that you cannot come in with an aggressive dog.
Well, we don't know that the dog is aggressive. We know from the actions.
Well, I mean, if you have a choker collar on the dog.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You do know, Miss Carrot, that there are some places that don't allow pit bulls.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you know if there are any places that don't allow any other breed of dogs?
No, Your Honor.
Only pit bulls?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you know why that is?
Pit bulls tend to be more aggressive, Your Honor.
Yes. So you know that about the breed of dog?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm getting honest answers from her. I can't even yell at her, which is a good idea today because I have a very bad throat. So what I'm saying to you, Miss Carrick, is I think that there are 128 or something like that varieties of dogs that one can get. You chose to get a dog that was knowingly had aggressive tendencies.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, if you choose to do that, then you're responsible for any injury that that dog causes.
Yes, Your Honor.
This is not hard. So how long have you had the dog?
Almost 3 years, Your Honor.
This incident happened in May. Anything
yes, Your Honor.
Since?
Nope, first time.
Now, your vet bills were $538.26.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Now I'd like you to tell me about your injury.
Sure. So in the attempt of trying to save, you know, my baby, because that's really what dogs become to you when you become part of your family, I jumped on the dog after my wife tried to get him off Boo Boo and tried to choke him out of it. Didn't work. I didn't see the defendant try to do anything. And finally, you know, in a last resort, I put my hands into the jaws of the pit bull and somehow I was able to pry him loose. And at that moment, my wife, who was screaming hysterically, which she never does, I've never seen her behave that way, was able to grab Boo Boo, you know, bleeding all over his neck and, you know, barely living.
My injury,
actually, I got the injury and I noticed that afterwards on my wrist, it was in the attempt of saving him.
Okay, so you had a scratch.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, did you go and get a tetanus shot?
The answer is yes. However, I started feeling numbness in my right hand.
Is it better?
Oh, it's much better.
Good.
It was temporary.
Perfect. How much was the tetanus shot?
I can tell you what the total bill that I paid.
Yes.
Which was $31.59.
Okay.
And I am waiting for the next bill, which shows it's going to be $687.
No, you can't tell me what the next bill shows.
Okay.
Sir. You should have waited to file your case if you wanted to get the last bill. So between your dog and yourself, it's $569. But let me tell you this. Your responsibility is greater than that. You've been honest with me, Miss Carrig. You said, I knew I bought an aggressive dog. I knew the dog has that reputation. And if the dog has that reputation, then if I were you, I wouldn't let the dog off leash in a doggy park. That's common sense. You want to get a dog for your protection in your home. You know the dog has aggressive tendencies. Because that's what you just told me.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right? Great. So I think under ordinary circumstances, sometimes that happens. You know, dogs get involved in a fight in a doggy park and that sort of thing happens. But you know, and you're aware of the aggressive tendency of your dog. You can't let the dog off leash. That's why you got it. You want to tell me why you got that dog?
Well, Your Honor, we got the dog about 3 years ago as a puppy from a friend. Ever since then, there has been no...
But you know about the breed?
Yes, Your Honor.
So why that one? I don't understand. You seem like an intelligent young woman.
He was a really nice dog when we got him, Your Honor.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500, the remainder of it is in punitive damages. That's all.
Thank you. Please excuse me, Mr. Powell.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Attention. tension between tenants and landlords.
She braced herself in the door, body bumped me. Then the police showed up and she took her hands off of me and put them in the air.
Well, let's see if I believe you.
Next, Judge Judy.
I think it's very fair.
I was very pleased with the outcome.
Take care of your dogs.
If you're going to have a pit bull, make sure you raise it well to be kind to other dogs because they have aggressive tendencies.